whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned in. Recently, my wife and I went to the funeral of her mother. It was a good ways from where we live, and while we were there, we visited a friend of ours. She took us to church with her, and during the service, the pastor preached on a text that I had never heard preached on. It was Philippians 3, 18 and 19. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even with weeping, they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and their glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. It says that many are the enemies of the cross of Christ. How sad, because the cross is where Jesus paid for our sins. Jesus took our sins and became our substitute and received our punishment to satisfy the demands of the justice of God. At the cross, we see the justice and holiness of God as he punished our sins. At the cross, we see the love and mercy of God as Jesus was sent to take our place. Because he was there, we can receive pardon and reconciliation with God. Salvation is not by our good works, but by what Jesus did for us on the cross. A man wrote a beautiful hymn which says, "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride." He calls it the wondrous cross, where the Prince of Glory died for sinners such as us. This verse tells us, though, that many are the enemies of that cross. The verse that really got my attention is verse 19. It tells us several things about these people. First, it says that their end is destruction. It mentions their end first, destruction. I can remember about hearing a commercial plane that went down way out in the ocean. The crew knew that it was going down due to a mechanical problem, and the passengers were also warned. Can you imagine what it would have been like to know that you're going down and headed for destruction? What a terrible thing that would have been to have known that you're headed to destruction, and there is nothing you can do about it. Here the Word of God warns us of the people that will finish in destruction, in hell and perdition. It is also translated the following ways: whose fate is destruction, whose God is their belly, their worldly appetite, their sensuality, their vanity, whose glory is in their shame, who focus their mind on earthly and temporal things. In the end, God will destroy them. Their stomach is what they worship. They are proud of things that should make them ashamed. Their thoughts are full of things that belong to this world. The second thing that is told us here of these people is that their God is their appetite, their belly. They live to satisfy their fleshly desires. They live only for the satisfying of their fleshly desires, such as eating, drinking, sex, and the things that make them feel good. We have to eat. There's nothing wrong with that. Sex is good as God designed it. But these people here described in this verse live for these things. Their focus is on these things. And their desire is just to fulfill these desires, and these things have become their God. My aunt and my uncle loved horses. They had friends who had horses, and from time to time, they would meet new people in the horse world. Some people from a different part of the country visited my aunt, and they told her the following story. They had some championship horses that had won the title of the best horses in their category in that country. One day, they cleaned out their barn and took some old grain and threw it out in the pasture. Later, someone who didn't know about the old grain in the pasture turned the horses out, and they ate and ate the old grain, and they foundered themselves, and they had to kill them. The horses thought they were in heaven when they found the grain and began to satisfy their desire for more grain and more grain and more grain. And the fulfilling of those desires eventually led to their destruction. My friend, the same principle applies to us. The horses didn't realize what was going to happen, but the Word of God tells us clearly here what will happen. Are you living just to fulfill your fleshly and selfish desires? Do you do things just because they make you feel good? Is your God these desires? If they are, you are on your way to destruction. Verse 19 also tells us they are proud of things that should make them ashamed. They have no shame. When I was young and my mother asked me about something and my face turned red, that meant I was ashamed of what I had done. In Jeremiah 8:12, there is a phrase which says, "And they did not know how to blush." They were not ashamed. We live in a day and an age where there is no shame. Sin is paraded and lifted up like it is something to be proud of. We see this in the parading of homosexuality. Verse 19 also says, their thoughts are full of the things that belong to this world. Their focus is on this world, the here and the now. It is all horizontal with these people. They only think of God when they are sick, when they have a problem, or when they need something. I did this for 22 years. My friend, does this verse describe you? Are your thoughts only those of the things of this world, the here and the now, that which is human and temporal? Is your focus only on the horizontal and physical? Verse 18 says that these people are the enemies of the cross of Christ. My friend, we need to glory in the cross. We need to be thankful for the cross. We need to put all our hope in and on the one who died on that cross for our sins. Paul said in Galatians 6:14, "But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Can you say that, my friend? Are you glorying in your own supposed goodness and good works? Paul says, "Be it far from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Another hymn writer wrote, "On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." My friend, it is time that you glory in the cross. It is time that you renounce your own righteousness and turn from your sin and your own way. It is time to confess your sins to God and ask Him for forgiveness, to thank Him for sending His Son to die for your sins on the cross, and to surrender your life to Him today. Receive Him as your Lord and Savior today. And my friend, may destruction not be your end. Be it far from me, says Paul, to glory except in the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, it talks about these people who only live for the present and the now. They're only living to fulfill their fleshly desires. We see the example of the horses. They found the feed and they thought they were in heaven. And they ate and they ate and they ate. And when horses do that, they can founder themselves. And that happened in the case of these horses. And they had to be put down. It's good for us to eat. Sex in the right place is good. God has given us desires that are good, but that need to be fulfilled in the right place. My friend, if your God is your stomach today, if you're only living for the here and now today, if you're only thinking about that which can fulfill your fleshly desires, if you don't have any shame, my friend, you are on your way to destruction. It says their end is destruction. What a terrible thing to spend eternity in outer darkness away from God in hell. What a shame to live one's life only to satisfy fleshly desires that can really never satisfy the longing and the yearning of the human heart. Only God can satisfy the human heart. Only God can fill the void and the emptiness which man has when he's away from God. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly. They live only for the here and now. They have no shame. My friend, today, if this verse describes you, you need to turn back to the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to repent and to turn and surrender your life to God. Ask Him for forgiveness, and He will change and transform your life. He will forgive your sin. He will give you eternal life. And you can have and you can know a life of satisfaction, a life of fulfillment, here and now, in the will of God, living and doing His will. He withholds no good thing from those who walk uprightly. My friend, is your life just focused on yourself, on your desires, and fulfilling your desires? Is God only someone you go to when you're sick or when you have a problem that needs to be solved? My friend, your God is yourself. Your God is your sensual desires, your belly, your desires. It's time to repent today. It's time to turn, and it's time to bow the knee and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to Him today. Come to Him today. He will give you a new life, a transformed life, and He will make you a new person from the inside out. Your end will not be destruction. Your end will be the eternal bliss and the eternal glory of paradise in the very presence of God. What a wonderful person He is. He who loves you, He who gave Himself for you. And only He can satisfy the longing of the human heart. Only He can fill the emptiness of the human heart where man tries to find fulfillment in eating and drinking and fulfilling the desires of his body. But there is no satisfaction that's lasting that will be found there. It's only in a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ that man can be fully satisfied and fully made what he should truly be. Come to Him today. Ask Him for forgiveness today. Renounce your own goodness today. Thank you for having tuned in to the Living Waters broadcast today.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.